Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline is Mitch Holthus, play-by-play of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, thank you for coming back on and visiting with us. It's such a busy week for you.
Yeah, it's exciting. The Chiefs Kingdom is electric, and Miami's crazy. Yeah, it should be a heck of a game.
Now, you guys have been there for a few days. What's the Super Bowl experience been like thus far?
I'm not sure there's a word to describe it. I don't know what last night was. The NFL does a mosh pit. It's like guys show up. There's 6,000 credentialed media. But it feels like not like a media night. It was – I have no idea what that was. But, like, what did we just do for the last 5.5 hours?
So there was no media. So the media day, the famous – this is – does it cease to exist?
Well, that's it. I mean, it's that it. It's kind of a – opening night, they introduced the teams, and it was in Marlins Park, so it's big crowd. And but then
they outdrew the Marlins.
Yeah, well they did. That's not hard to do. Anyway, it was just kind of interesting and strange. They're trying to do like four things at once. It's like, is this Oscars night or
right?
So yeah, and then of course, then there's Radio Row and. Today at our hotel, we're 40 some minutes north of downtown Miami, Miami Beach,
there's
another couple hundred. Yeah, it's real spread out, but yeah, it's been wild so far. But I'm gonna tell you, this Chiefs team is hyper focused, and I mean they're as focused as your dad. This is a team that is really the focus started in the summertime. But they played through all kinds of adversity, and San Francisco's really good. It'll be a heck of a game, but don't worry about the Chiefs losing focus here.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that a little bit, because obviously this is a big game for head coach Andy Reid. He's been one of the brightest minds offensively in football, at least as long as I've been alive. Talk a little bit about what winning a Super Bowl would mean for a guy like Andy Reid.
It's a phenomenal question. I think he's going to the Hall of Fame anyway.
Right.
Marv Levy made it and didn't win a Super Bowl. He had those four runner-ups in a row, which is cruel. But Andy Reid, if he wins it, it will be his last box to check. And honestly, his career is going to open up. All of the narratives of he can't win the big one or time management or blah, 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 you're going to start to see documentaries or NFL Network series on his influence on the game. What Andy Reid has done, as good as anybody. Now Patrick Mahomes has helped this, but I've seen it in the 7 years he's been the Chiefs head coach, is he's been one of the best, if not the best, of integrating what the college game is giving to the NFL and bringing the NFL-ness, if you will, to the college game. He makes this blend. Like Cliff Kingsbury's going to figure this out at Arizona. Like, you can't run those protections in the NFL, or Kyler Murray will not make it to his third year. So it's Andy Reid, but Andy Reid is never stuck in his ways. He's not some 20-year coach that's like, we're going to run this, and you know, you're going to deal with it. He's always developing, changing, and Mahomes has helped that. But if he wins a Super Bowl, you'll just put the gold jacket on him after he gets tossed with champagne.
Mm. Well, let me ask you, in that case, are the players – I don't know. You're going to be motivated to win a Super Bowl. You don't need a coach, history to get you motivated. But at the same time, are these players, let's win it for Andy? Are you getting that feeling?
Yeah, that's another great question. And yes, they are that way. It's almost the feeling, and all of the Chiefs Kingdom feels like this, like Coach Reid got us here. We now need to take him to this point. And this team definitely feels that way. And I think that's a strong motivator. And again, that's part of the focus. I mean,
exactly.
They were an offsides away from doing this last year. And so that just carried over into the offseason. But then they love this dude. And I mean, he's tough, but he gets the human spirit. He will, if he wins it, you're going to start to see talk of he's one of the greatest coaches of any of the major sports of all time because of his ability to relate and why guys love to play for him.
He's got a little bit of Coach O in him, doesn't he? A little bit.
Yeah, very much.
The voice, everything. Yeah.
Mitch Holtz is Chiefs play-by-play man on the line with us on the SDCCU fan hotline. And, Mitch, you brought up being an offsides away from the Super Bowl last year, and it brings me to Frank Clark, who was very critical of D. Ford. I haven't heard a lot about Frank Clark. Clearly, he's a tremendous pass rusher. What has he done for this defense this year?
He has just turned the notch up a little higher on the thermostat. He has done not only rush the passer, where he's underrated, you guys, his ability to hold the edge on the run and gap protect and play the run. I mean, we played in the playoffs two outstanding running teams, including the NFL's best rusher in Derrick Henry. A big part of shutting Henry down, he had 1 yard in the second half, was Frank Clark. I think he's underrated as an overall defender. He can play physical, and if he stays disciplined early in the year, there's a couple times we played Baltimore and Lamar Jackson got out the gate, but he has been much more disciplined in the scheme, and he's just got an edge to him. He is, you want him on your side. You don't want to be across from him. And he'd like to beat the 49ers. I mean, he's a Seahawk, used to be a Seahawk. So he has brought an edge. So is Terrell Suggs. Getting Terrell Suggs late is almost like when the Royals won it at 15 and they picked up Ben Zobrist in the last 5 weeks of the season. It's like that late pickup you get in September in baseball, and that's just what you need to get over the hump. And T. Sizzle's been gigantic for this defense.
Yeah, how did Andy convince him? Because at first he wanted to play for the Ravens, obviously, T. Sizzle. Was Andy the one who just convinced him, hey, listen, this is the place you need to be? How'd that go down?
Andy and the rest, I mean, there's guys on this team that he respects, Frank, Tyrann Mathieu, and Anthony Hitchens. So it was a little bit of like SDSU trying to get a big recruit, and your best recruits are the guys on your campus.
Yeah.
And saying, no, dude, we're veterans. You've got to understand what this place is like. I saw T. Sizzle the other day in the hallway before we left, and it was like, man, this is awesome. And he goes, you know what? It is awesome. He goes, I had no idea how great this place was. The guys told me. He goes, I cannot be happier here. He goes, it's almost like I'm in heaven. So he is really happy to be a Chief.
I got to ask you, I went to Mizzou. I worked in Kansas City back in the 80s, so I know Kansas City.
Yep.
I remember George Brett, how much he owned that town when I was there. How much is Patrick Mahomes, what kind of inroads he made in the culture of Kansas City in just 2 years as a starter? Has he reached, maybe not Brett level, but I mean, he's got to be huge in that town.
He's soared past Brett level. Now, I love George. George is a good friend. But, guys, just take a breath here about this discussion, because it's another – you guys are on fire with these questions. Patrick Mahomes – now, hear me out here. Patrick Mahomes transcends Kansas City, Chiefs Kingdom. Do you guys realize he is close? He already is in some aspects, like this worldwide figure. The Chiefs and our social and digital platforms, it has grown 100% in the last 9 months, and most of the growth has been internationally.
Yeah.
There's something about him. He's Tiger Woods in the 90s.
He's Steph Curry in cleats, man.
He's Seth Curry. And they laughed at me. I was on a show like this in NoCal, and this is a year ago. This is before he throws for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. And they go, well, how is this kid? What is this kid? And I said, I've watched him for a year. I've watched his apprentice year with Alex Smith. By the way, please ask me that question soon.
I will.
Because I'm going to answer it on your air. Okay? It hits your target zone. But I said, he's Seth Curry. I could hear all the laughing, right? The producers and the ha, 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 ha. A year later, they had me. They go, my God, he's Seth Curry.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Seth Curry. But his appeal, and it's been crazy. I mean, he's endorsed in everything nationally. He'll see the Chinese want him to appear. I'm not making this up. Like, Western Europe loves him. And the Chinese want him to come there. I mean, it's really interesting how this kid's handled it. But he's larger than life. And you live in Kansas City, so it's Tom Watson, or George Brett.
Yep. Yeah.
No. He's his own Mount Rushmore, but he's in a whole other mountain.
Well, I got a buddy who runs a jewelry store down in Kansas City, down the plaza, and Mahomes did. His daughter was getting married, and Mahomes like gave a message for him. He was in the jewelry store. He said, "Hey, you know, good luck at your wedding and all that." That's how down to earth Patrick. You know, he is really, really a special kid. This doesn't come.
That's the other side of him. Now we'll see how this goes, because he is going to be. He's become the face of the NFL. He's like the new. You know, we talk about Lamar Jackson and these new quarterbacks and Deshaun Watson. If Mahomes wins this game, and even if he doesn't, he's going to be one of those guys. If he wins this game, he will be the face of this league.
Yeah.
And this league wants to grow internationally. And now they go, well, this is a guy that has appeal internationally. So, but he's still the Tyler, Texas White House kid who's very grounded, who played college ball in West Texas at Texas Tech. Yeah. He could be on your show or sit there, or we could be, I mean, we could go to Petco with him to a Padres game. And you're going to have the ball with him because he's just a dude. Well, and our guys love him. I mean, he's doing all these endorsements, and he's getting all this love. And our guys, there's no jealousy about him. He's really got the personality of death. I mean, he's a Tony Gwynn personality, but he's larger in life, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it. Mitch, talk to me about that apprentice year with Sandy Egg and Alex Smith as the starter. What was that? I assume that's difficult because he seems like he's a competitor, really, when it gets boiled down to. But how did he handle that apprentice year?
Okay, one of the storylines that has bubbled out of the last 48 hours here in Miami has been that. And I could not be more thrilled because it's an easily passed over drive-by story. And here's where San Diego needs to be proud of one of its native sons. You know, I used to call him, I called him Helix. That was my nickname for Helix, you know, the Helix Highlander. Alex Smith, and there will be stories on this, I hope, as Patrick's career grows. Alex Smith had the humility and the security in who he was as a person, as an athlete, to basically say, I'm willing to teach Patrick Mahomes. I also think Alex saw the unique ability in Patrick. Mm. Alex is a super smart dude, right?
Great guy,
one of the
too.
Top.
Yeah,
he could have gone to Oxford. All right, he's a great guy, a great guy. I love him and Elizabeth, but he also saw that Patrick was as smart, so they could sit there and talk Calc 3 and algorithms and football algorithms. Mm. And Patrick was humble enough. It's what you guys just brought up. Patrick was humble enough to not think, I'm going to put up a billboard, I should be starting. Now, this is also where it gets close to home, but not as positive, in that you look at all of, now it's coming out from the mid-2000s. What happened with Brees and Rivers and all that? Was there, did that kind of fracture the Chargers then? I don't know. It kind of sounds like it. Like, who are you for here? Or the Packers with Aaron Rodgers and Favre. That wasn't great. There's been some other
49ers with Young
like
in Montana.
It. Young, perfect. That might be the best example because we got the residual of that because we
right.
got Joe at the end of his career and played the 49ers, and it was like, ooh, sodium, water, gas, and oil here.
Right.
But Alex is a special dude, and Patrick is a special cat. And for those guys to put that relationship together, and then you throw in Andy Reid, people in the NFL are trying to duplicate it. That now has become, hey, we're going to draft the young guy and set him and bring in the veteran to train him. Mm. I think it's easier said than done because unless they find Alex Smith, they may not do it.
I mean, Alex Smith, he's going to do the same thing with Dwayne Haskins right now.
Yeah, you got it, Dwayne Haskins. Alex Smith will be on the Chiefs' Ring of Honor at Arrowhead Stadium. In 5 years, he won 50 games and the first postseason victory in 22 seasons.
Yeah.
That's enough to get him on that Ring of Honor.
That...
But when he goes up there, his story of working with Patrick will be a huge part of this whole discussion.
I'm glad that you brought that up, Mitch, because those type of stories do get overlooked. Our eyes are focused on the shiny object, which is Patrick Mahomes, but there was a guy that helped grow Patrick Mahomes to where he is, and it's nice that Patrick recognizes that. Mitch, have fun down in Miami the rest of the week, man. Don't let the activities get you too down over there.
I will not. Now, The other thing I would tell you, though, is we got a Miramesa Marauder on this team.
You do.
Because Damian Williams has been fantastic. And he we bring a little San Diego flavor. The other thing is a lot of folks in San Diego said we don't like the Raiders and we don't like the Donkeys. We didn't hate the Chiefs. We just like to beat them. But you know what? We kind of like the Chiefs now.
Oh, I think. I think there are a lot of San Diegans rooting for you guys this week.
They ain't rooting for San Francisco, are they?
Yeah, well, they ain't for NoCal. So I'm just saying, some of my Padres brethren, you guys know how big a Padres fan our family is. Like, we're going, dude, we're with you. I've got texts, and it's like, it's kind of fun. But our Miramesa Marauder, who's got 9 playoff touchdowns for us in 2 years, we're going to try to get him into the end zone.
That would be lovely, because I think that would go a long way, because Patrick Mahomes, I think, is going to have a good day in his Super Bowl. Mitch, thanks for coming on, as always. Hopefully we can catch up again after you guys maybe are hosting up that Super Bowl championship.
And I'll see you at Petco. God bless you guys.
Enjoy, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.